Hey guys, welcome back to Spirit Filled. My name is Luege, and today I want to talk about trusting God. I've been away for a while because in order for me to bring a message, I definitely need to know what I'm talking about. So I will not come on here and tell you guys to do something that I haven't been doing myself. So I've been in a season of learning how to trust God through things that were not going my way. And this is why I want to just jump right in with a verse that's in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. And it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So when I read this verse, all I can think about is the fact that when we ask God to do things in our lives, and when we say that we trust Him with the things that we ask Him to do, we always think that He's going to do it our way. We always think that if He doesn't do it our way, that means He's not listening to us. It means that He's not going to do it. It means that maybe God has forgotten our prayer. But the Lord says that His thoughts are not our thoughts. So when we ask Him for certain things, He will not always give it to us in the way that we expect Him to give it to us. He's not always going to give it in the time frame that we think He's going to give it to us. He's going to give it to us in a way that is aligned with our purpose. And our purpose is to serve the Lord. Our purpose is to love our neighbor. Our purpose is to love Him above all things. So when what we ask for does not align with one of those things, He's not going to give it to us. And if it doesn't serve for our best, then He's not going to give it to us either. Because the thing is, what we think is the best for us is not what God knows is the best for us. Because we might think that going into a certain direction is what will really serve us. But the Lord knows that it is a direction that will lead you to death. It is a direction that will distract you. It is a direction that will trigger your wounds. But the Lord knows in which direction to take you in order to make a better version out of yourself. He knows through what situation to put you through in order to come better and stronger out of that situation. And so this is why He says that His ways are higher than ours. Because we need to trust Him that when even things don't go our way, that His plan for us is the best plan. We need to trust God so much that we don't even get mad anymore when things don't go our way. This is literally the point of it. And in order to trust God, you need to know Him. Because you also don't trust a person that you don't know. It's logical. So how do we know God? We know God by His word. And in His word, we have His promises. His promises say that He will never leave us alone. Not that we will never have problems, but that He will never leave us alone. That He will never let us go through anything for nothing. And this is where you have to ask yourself, what are the things that you went through for nothing? Like, when you go through something, do you try to see where you went wrong? Do you try to see what lesson you can take out of it, what wisdom you can take out of it, and how this can lead you to be a better person for Christ. Do you self-reflect on the things that you do? And do you think about how this can fit into your life with God? Because if you don't do that, you literally do suffer for nothing, because you will always stay in that victim mentality. You will always think that all people are evil, no one's going to love you ever, and you will stay in that toxicity. But in order to break free from that, you need to heal. And you heal when you understand that God is not here to punish you. God is not here to make you suffer, but He is here to sustain you. He is here so you can understand that He is the only thing that you need. He is here to make you understand that you're not supposed to put your trust in people. You're supposed to put your trust in Him, always and forever. And it is this trust and it is this love that will fill you up enough in order to love people who don't even love you, in order to forgive people who don't even forgive you, or who don't even understand that they need to apologize to you. But you won't need that validation anymore, because you're just so filled up with the love of God, because you're just so filled up with the goodness of God, because you know that He forgives you already. And when you understand this, you can trust in His thoughts, because you understand that there's nothing that God will do to make you miserable. That's Satan. God doesn't do that, because it's Satan who wants to convince you that you're always going to be miserable. You're always going to be the worst. And there's nothing that you can do about it. But that is not your identity. You have victory. You have victory in Christ Jesus. And when you understand this, this is when you become a threat to the enemy. And when you become a threat to the enemy, of course he will attack, especially when you're living right with God, especially when you finally crucify your flesh, when you finally die to yourself and decide to live for God, when you finally want to give your whole life to Him, like to the Lord, that's when the enemy will try to come and convince you to give up. But God does not want you to quit. And when you don't quit, when you move forward, when you learn how to worship instead of complaining, when you learn how to thank Him instead of gossiping and talking bad about people, when you learn how to turn things for good, that's when the Lord will make a way through the storm. You have to ask God for wisdom in every single storm, because if you don't, you will suffer for nothing. But through the Word of God, you can overcome anything that is thrown at you. And you can understand that maybe you were not supposed to be with that one person, because you were begging for their attention. You were begging to be chosen. You were begging to be loved. But God has already chosen. Like, God is showing you that you were already chosen, that you are already loved. And you need a person who has the same mentality as you, so that both of you can choose and love each other, because both of you know that you were chosen by God first. And there are so many more situations that I can mention, but the most important thing that I just want to say is that God has not forsaken you. God has not forgotten you. He's teaching you to trust Him. He's teaching you to wait. He's teaching you to put the sin out of your life, because God will not bless you if the foundation of your life is yourself, if the foundation of your life is your sin, if you seek comfort and satisfaction in the things that destroy you. He wants you to build a foundation on Him, whether it be a relationship, whether it be money, your job, your colleagues, your friends, like all the relationships that you have. He wants you to be fully immersed in the Word of God so that you can know how to handle things, how to handle people, how to forgive, how to love, how to represent Christ in every single relationship, business, or any other area of your life. Because if you're not going somewhere to glorify God, if you're not going somewhere to represent Him, if you're not going somewhere where to point to Him, then you're going there without a purpose. And God does not give you anything without purpose. You know, any fruit that God wants to bring forth is not supposed to be empty, but He wants it to be fulfilling. And so when your life is full of evidence that you live for God, when your life is fruitful, that's when God will continue blessing you. That's when God will continue to push you through everything. And so this is not the time to give up. This is not the time to quit, but this is time to understand that, like it says in Isaiah 60, verse 22, when the time is right, He, the Lord, will make it happen. So be patient, focus on the Lord. And I know it is easier said than done. It really is easier said than done, but you have to start somewhere. And you start with awareness. You start with knowledge. Because with that knowledge, you can change your mentality. You can change your perspective. How you act is all about how you think. And when how you think changes, how you act changes. And when you change how you act, your results will change as well. So it's all about how you handle situations. It's all about how you react to things. When you lose something, cry over it, mourn it, but then you have to trust God that He has something better for you, that He's opening up another door for you. Even though you feel like there is no door, there's just a wall, you need to trust that God has the power to open a door anywhere, anytime. Because unless He wouldn't be God, that's the whole point of Him being God. He does the things that we can't do. So our responsibility is to do the things that we can do. So that means that if there is an open door for a new job, you wake up and you have the discipline to go to the job, to work there, to do your best, and to handle and manage the money so you can, for example, get your dream car. But at the end of the day, anything that God gives you, you have to do something with it. And there's also a super cool quote that I saw on social media that says, that basically says that when you ask God for a cake, He will not give you the cake done. You know, like He will give you the ingredients so that you can make the cake, because everything that you need to make the cake, He already put it in you. And you have to believe in yourself enough. And you have to believe in your abilities enough, in the abilities that God gave you, so that you have the confidence to go make that cake. Because if God is giving you the ingredients to do what you need to do, why are you doubting yourself? God already said his ways are higher than your ways. So his thoughts are also higher than your thoughts. So you might think you can't do it, but God thinks you can, unless he wouldn't have given it to you. So God believes in you as well. God believes in you. And this is why he wants you to trust him. All you need to do is believe in the fact that God is not leaving you alone with your current situation. Whatever it is that you're going through, he's not leaving you alone. But he is giving you the ingredients to make something out of your situation. And you need to trust him that he's going to guide you through it. Stay in his word, stay in prayer, and don't give up.